which is good. Now you can worry about what you want to worry about and where you want to leave your legacy, and that starts in March.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. Obviously, Big Ten championships play a factor in your conversation of your career, but what you do in March is a huge part as well.
Yeah, the best part, and we've been saying this a lot now, of these senior nights, it's not your last game.
No.
I hope you got a lot of games left, and as you know, talking with Tyler yesterday, you know, they hope and believe that the best can be yet to come. Tyler Wall, a part of two Big Ten championship teams, multi trips to the NCAA tournament, the what might have been in 2020, the team that won a piece of the championship. And then obviously we didn't have the NCAA tournament that year. But as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, though, Butchie, it's one game, I know, but it's one that this team dearly needed. Things to work on for sure, got sloppy in the end. But they did a lot of things well when they had to here tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was one game for Tyler Wall as a senior. It was much bigger for this team.
Yes.
And I said it during our broadcast that I felt like this was one of those games that we saw in that December, January time where it was like,
sure,
who are you going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kamari McGee tonight that came in and gave some energy during the last – 9 games there? Was there a lot of, like, there wasn't a lot of that where a guy would come in and inject so much energy and so much effort and then have the results behind it that you're like, oh, this is great. Like, whoa, that's all we needed. We just needed a little bit of a punch in the arm to get going again. Like, that's what they had. And you're sitting at a 12-point game that was really 17 with about a minute left. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we've been used to. That was the narrative earlier in the year. Oh, not a lot of close games. Wisconsin hasn't. They've been able to kind of extend that lead down the stretch. And then all of a sudden they got into some close games. And when you're in close games, they can go either way. And that's where getting one key stop is a big part of it. Didn't do that over that 9-game stretch. But this is what we've been used to seeing from this team. And I said it earlier before the game even started. The game of basketball, it does not take a lot to turn it. Mm-hmm. To get your mojo back, to start feeling good about yourself. As a player, all it takes is one game. You go 5 of 5 from the floor. You make some threes. Now, all of a sudden, you have a good 2 or 3 weeks. And that's what, like, as a basketball player, you love being in those moments. Can this team, like, we don't know.
They'll build from it.
Can this team build from it?
Yeah.
It's tough to build from it when you go play at Mackey. However.
Why not?
Why not?
Right,
like, build on it, take some things, move that to the tournament, see if you can get the double bye. If you can get the double bye, now you start playing more. And I think that's the interesting thing, Matt, is I know Bo and Greg feel the same way about the tournament. We're going there to win the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, March Madness, we won't be tired. Like, we're not worried about being tired. We're going there to win it. I know some teams, it's okay if they lose because, you know, you get a couple of extra days of rest before. No. At least that's not the philosophy when I was here, and I don't think it's the philosophy now.
No.
You're going there to win that thing.
I used to always laugh because I don't think Bo, I got the impression he wasn't the biggest fan of conference tournaments. But if you're
correct.
But as he would say, are they going to keep score? Well, that's all you need to know. And you guys cut down nets in Indianapolis or in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're going to play it to win it. Badgers have one game left. Let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin defeats Rutgers tonight, 78-66. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up, including Butchie's Breakdown, back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers have four in double figures, led by A.J. Storrs, 19 points. Stephen Crowell, John Blackwell with 17. Kamari McGee with 11 points in 9 minutes and 38 seconds of playing time. He pitched a perfect game. 5 for 5 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3. No turnovers and a defensive disruptor. 78-66, Wisconsin over Rutgers. What you got for the old breakdown here tonight, Brian?
Well, it started off fast break points. Rutgers was able to get out and score some easy buckets early on in this game when they had the lead. However, in the second half, they only allowed Rutgers to have 5 fast break points, which really slowed down their offense. I thought they did a good job there. I think defensively, when you look at the steals, and Wisconsin ended up having 6 steals in just the second half. To me, it was they were aggressive, they were in passing lanes, they were disruptive, and because of that, it allowed their offense to flow. And then the last one's very simple, and you talked about it, but it's Kamari McGee. There's not a stat for what Kamari does, but he brought energy, and his first game back, thrilled for him as an individual, thrilled for this team because they needed that shot of energy. And when you look overall at just the big picture of what this team did and how they were able to get it done, I just thought, you know, they found a way, especially when that first half wasn't the way that we were used to seeing it. Mm-hmm. That first half was more a lot of what we saw over the 9 games, that stretch where they just haven't. It was just kind of mucky. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Kamari brought some energy on that defensive end, and the ball started moving a little bit. And it was a rip and a go by Kamari McGee, and there's some things there where they were really trying to get that thing to where they needed to.
Badgers in the second half, 48% from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. They end up 45% for the night, and 9 of 19 for the three-point line. Left some points at the foul line, but still had 23 attempts. John Blackwell was 9 out of 10. As a team, the Badgers were 15 of 23 en route to the 78-66 victory over Rutgers. More to come, including a quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
And the Ad Council.
Wisconsin 78, Rutgers 66 in a game that was tied at 49 with about 12 minutes left in the game, and then Wisconsin took off. Our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard is really more the schedule. Washington and Washington State just getting underway in Pullman. And then later tonight, number 5, Arizona, will be at UCLA as the final edition of the Pac-12 season hitting the home stretch. There will be a little bit of scoreboard watching. Butchie will be courtside at Walsh Ryan Arena Saturday night, 8 o'clock. You got Northwestern at home against Minnesota. Why would you scoreboard watch? Well, the Badgers are now 11-8 in the Big Ten. Likewise, Northwestern.
And Nebraska, right? So the three that are the double byes, Nebraska, Northwestern, Wisconsin. Well, Nebraska, they have Michigan. Mm-hmm. So you will pay attention to that, but
Michigan you never know.
You'll have your eye on that one. But the one that you really look at, and the issue there is Wisconsin does not have the tiebreaker with Nebraska.
Correct.
So if Wisconsin goes to Purdue, if they win and Nebraska wins, it doesn't matter. If they both lose, it doesn't. Like, all that's in play. Northwestern, however, you do have the tiebreaker with. And that's the big one that you look at Saturday at 8 o'clock with Minnesota. Now, Northwestern, they've had a bunch of injuries. No Ty Berry, no Matthew Nicholson. So what happens there? How do they play that? Minnesota, they get just, you know, last night, not a good performance against an Indiana team. How do they respond? What do they play for? There's a lot of things in play there. But it's like if you're Wisconsin and you're a Wisconsin fan, that's a game you pay attention to because – if Northwestern loses and you win, you're in, obviously. If Northwestern and Wisconsin lose, you still have that tiebreaker.
Yep, still trying to get that double bye if you can. But as we talked before the game, too, it's just about getting back to what has worked for you for the majority of this season. And, yeah, there were turnovers. Yeah, got a little sloppy at times. But when they had to buckle down, they did. And pulled away from a team and put 78 on a team that's really hard to score against, fourth best in defensive efficiency in Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin in the second half, what scored, was it 44 points against Rutgers. Greg Gard making his way to our courtside position, so we'll keep it here as the Badgers defeat the Scarlet Knights. It's win number 19 now for Wisconsin overall, 19-11, and 11-8 in the Big Ten Conference. So Coach Gard will be joining us here momentarily to talk about this 12-point win for the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll let the coach settle in, get the headsets on, and we'll start with a really Captain Obvious statement here. Kamari McGee was missed, wasn't he? we didn't know. It's like, is he going to be in the rhythm of the game and all of that?
Didn't take long,
I guess
did
he
it?
Was. No, he didn't waste any time. No. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he was way better than I would have ever anticipated, way better than what I've seen him in practice, man. He had the adrenaline and the juices flowing, but it was also perfect for him in terms of his skill is what we needed against this type of defense that are up into you. We need playmakers, guys to attack, John, Chucky, you know, and then you throw Cam into the mix. And, you know, we didn't have John or Cam out there. So, and that's, you know, we let that defensive pressure get the best of us. Tonight we did a better job of turning the tables on it.
Yeah, he did such a great job. The sequence that I looked at, though, was he got in the legs of Cliff Amore. I mean, he got in the legs of him.
Yep.
And as a big, you don't want that. Cliff still gets the rebound, but then Kamara comes in, rips the ball out of it. It gets loose, and now you guys are running. Then he gets another steal, and you guys are running again.
Yep.
That was the sequence of the game that I saw. What was your take on that?
Yeah, we just need more. he brings a toughness to us that we lacked. We didn't. I always say I need more pit bulls, less poodles. So I need. He's a pit bull. You know, and he's comfortable in his role, and he's a great teammate. Great, you know, he does a great job cheering for the bench when he was in the boot in the cast and everything. But that only takes you so far. That juice on the floor that he brings and impacting the game in positive ways was huge.
Offensively,
he's got a foul less.
He's got a foul less, correct. And sometimes, there's always something. And sometimes he rips it and goes into too much traffic this season. But like tonight, he ripped and went. And at times, it looked like that's what your offense needed. It looked a little mucky at times. Yeah. And then Kamara came in and just ripped and went. And part of it's probably because he didn't play for so long. But offensively,
he didn't know any better.
He didn't know any, right? Exactly. But offensively, how did you feel like you guys played tonight?
I thought after we stopped turning the ball over in the first half, I thought we were, on that flurry there at the end, that it's hard for those guys to come in and face pressure when they've been sitting there for 2 hours and they're stiff and cold. And but I thought once we settled down a little bit in the first half, I thought we were better. And again, it wasn't a lot of set calls tonight. It was like just play, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, we run a little ball screen motion, a set here, a set there, but most time we were coming scattered, against either pressure or in transition, and then you got to make plays. And again, that's where having guys that can put the ball on the deck a little bit and break people down and create helps, and obviously Cam was a big part of that.
Well, you mentioned the toughness of Kamari, but maybe the toughness throughout the team, because the way the game started, Greg, there were some turnovers. Rutgers, not a good three-point shooting team. They bang a few threes early. It'd be pretty easy to say, not again.
Right.
But they didn't do that.
No. And I thought, again, that group off the bench of Blackwell and McGee gave us a spark, which they had done before. We'd seen that movie before. Our bench has helped us through the year, and we just have to, keep it going and keep them healthy.
How about 13 offensive rebounds for your team?
Well, Steve had 10 of them in one possession.
He got his double-double
in one possession. I said, Steve, would you just make it? You're not going to get the rebounding record tonight.
That's what my guy over here was saying. I'm trying to say,
Patty stats.
That's exactly what he said.
I gave him a round of applause. Sometimes you got to give yourself a double-double. Yeah. It's a long season in Big Ten play. Hey, you can chalk up a double-double for you every once in a while.
Chucking away, and I could tell each jump he was going less and less off the floor. So one of these has got to go in or he's got to get fouled because he's not going up as high on the third and fourth rebound.
Well, he got it done, though. He gets his double-double, and it's fun. The script played out the right way here. Tyler Wall,
birthday boy, senior.
That's a beautiful night.
Exactly. And we needed to play better, which we did, and be rewarded for playing better. Brian, as I told you walking in here tonight, we have practiced well. I expected us to play well. Our guys haven't broke during this. It's hard, and everybody goes through hard. Just depends what time of the year. If we go through this in November, we're not in the tournament, to be honest with you. We have to be scratching and clawing like a lot of other teams. But now, obviously, we want to continue to play, get the best seed we can for next week's tournament in Minneapolis, and then see what happens after that.
All right. Appreciate it. Go enjoy it.
All right. We will. Thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us here as Wisconsin defeats Rutgers 78-66. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking to boost your vehicle's overall performance? Do you want to increase fuel efficiency and get a better ride? Then Lucas Oil Stabilizer from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is the answer. Ideal for all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lucas Oil Stabilizer is a top-of-the-line engine additive that'll help reduce wear and enhance oil performance. Performance you can rely on. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Rutgers tonight 78-66 as they can exhale here for a little bit and get ready for Purdue. You think they would give like Zach Edey a load management day on Sunday? Probably
no.
Not. I didn't think so.
No.
I mean, senior day, come out, play a couple minutes.
Yeah, they call it one? Yeah. No. Yeah. Unfortunately, that whole 16 beating a 1, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's still kind of.
Kind of a motivator?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just going to throw that out there. I mean.
Really entertaining game they had against Illinois.
They did.
Watching that.
It was really good.
And you talk about some dagger shots in that game. Take your pick. Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, Lance Jones. I mean, they have all the pieces. As Greg mentioned earlier in the week, I mean, yes, they have been the most consistent team. They've lost three times on the road, had some close calls, but in this league, the clear-cut best is Purdue.
Yeah, and it's a shame that you're judged by March. It is. I don't like it. I actually hate it, to be completely honest, because you play all season long, and it doesn't mean because you lose in March you have a bad season, but that's what the national media, and that's what, you know, when you get March Madness, it's the best thing around. It's the best thing in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there's lots of eyeballs that aren't necessarily watching all year long. They're just watching that. And because of that, that becomes the narrative. Purdue had a heck of a season last year. Win the Big Ten, win the tournament, all of that. And what do they say? Oh, they're not good. Well, that's not true either, but that's what this is. And you know that when you play in it, you know it when you coach in it, you know you got to put together some runs.
Yeah, it is. I mentioned to my counterpart down there, Rob Blackman, it's my second favorite Big Ten team. I just have such a respect for what Purdue does, how it goes about it. Matt Painter has done great work. Tony Bennett reached out, actually, after Purdue got beat in the first round. Tony lived that. The next year was turned out pretty good. We'll see. We'll see what happens in March. But it's just a really good program. And I think you're right, Brian. You are judged in March, but people in the game who watch the game
for
pay
sure
attention said, "No, they're real. They're real."
But the best thing Purdue did was when Matt took over, and they had those struggles.
Yes.
They didn't have a knee-jerk reaction.
No.
They just understand that that's some, you're going to have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You worked through that, and now look at what he's done. It wasn't like Matt Painter become a worse coach because the record was what it was. Like, there's some of that happens, and you have to not have the – at least I am. I'm a firm believer in not the knee-jerk reaction. Now, in the new day of college sports, I hope more ADs follow that because I just think patience will give you a better chance of winning when having longevity.
Well, it's going to be a raucous crowd. I mean, they've clinched the outright Big Ten championship. They have, you know, bigger fish to fry, but it's Mackey Arena. They love basketball. They love their Boilermakers, so it's going to be quite the atmosphere for them. But, you know, they Badger players, you were like that. These guys are. They love those atmospheres. Just go play, let it rip, see what happens,
yeah,
and then get ready for the real fun.
Absolutely.
That follows. We'll take one more break, back with a little wrap-up here as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
No partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Like he's the one that broke them up? I don't get it. But that's a new movie. That will be coming out probably within a year. And we've touched on everything. When we come back, Mike Siegel will be here. Mike was the host of If Walls Could Talk, Movie Break, and What You Get for the Money. Great home shows. He's also the one who turned me on to The Simpsons. Love me some Simpsons. And we're going to give Mike a movie quiz, too. The rest of the world is talking about politics tonight. That's important. I love politics, too. But even more than that, I love talking about TV and movies and making listeners laugh. That's what it's all about. Right, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You can't fake enthusiasm like Conrad just. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, there we go. All right, coming up next, Mike Siegel on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. The economy, border security, and reproductive rights are just some of the topics President Biden is expected to discuss during tonight's State of the Union address, which begins a half hour from now. CBS's Ed O'Keefe adds...
Now, according to excerpts of the speech, the president will include a riff on his age and Trump's. He'll say his long public life has taught him to embrace themes like freedom and democracy. Some other people my age, he'll say, embrace themes like resentment, revenge, and retribution. A way of reminding voters, his opponent... is also an old guy.
House Speaker Mike Johnson will be sitting behind the president tonight.
The State of the Union right now, sadly, is in decline because the Biden administration, the decline of our national sovereignty with that open border, our safety on the streets of every community in America.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt, during the Republican response tonight, is expected to criticize President Biden's handling of the border, saying that it is a crisis that is despicable and almost entirely preventable. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain developing for tonight and lows in the low 30s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then a mostly cloudy and cool day for tomorrow afternoon, high near 45. Sun shines back for this weekend, low 40s on Saturday, upper 40s to 50 Sunday, currently 40 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
The morning show on WFHR, it's cutting edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that.
Yeah,
one.
That one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Locally grown radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Those of you still with us on the stream, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Tomorrow night on the show, we talk Green Bay film with Nick and Caitlin. They were a lot of fun the last time they were on the show. They've got more screenings coming up this weekend. We'll discuss that. And Terry Barr, as we've gotten into the habit of having her on Friday nights to talk about who she has live in the studio for Max Inc. Such a fun show. All right, I'm really excited because those of you who still watch The Simpsons, it's like maybe the greatest show that's ever, it's like in its 35th year, it's insane. Still funny. In my opinion, not, you know, every show has its like first anywhere from 3 to 7 seasons that are just great. And that certainly was the case with The Simpsons, but it's still a good show. If you watch it, I tune in periodically. They still bring it. And it's a national treasure. And here to discuss The Simpsons with me is Color Television's own Mike Siegel. Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, Petey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear you, too. If you're going to do those people with the Green Bay film, are they going to mention the performance of the guy who played Driver in The Godfather of Green Bay? Is that on tap tomorrow night? Is that what you
know?
I'll about?
I'll certainly bring it up, Mike. They run a film festival, and since that title is about 20 years old, it probably won't come up. But if you want me to shoehorn it into the conversation, I'm happy
every
to do that
minutes,
on your behalf.
Every 5 minutes, I want you to shoehorn it in.
Done and done, Mike. you're a very financially responsible, fiscally responsible person, I would say. You've been kind of an inspiration. Yeah, you are. You've been kind of an inspiration for me. And I have to ask you, what on earth, why does your credit get dinged when they do a credit check? Can you tell me that?
I think it's just a matter of like, you know, the banks and everything else are running. I think it looks bad. If more people are asking about your credit, I don't know why. I think if the more credit cards people apply for, maybe it looks like you can't get a credit card or something. I don't know why. That seems more like a Chip Chinnery Chips Money Tips question for that.
But I did.
I do know that's the case. What did he say?
He didn't really know either, but I feel like I'm helping my son buy a car. You know, and they always say, well, your credit's going to get dinged. It's like, why? My credit's not bad. I'm trying to get a loan. Why are you penalizing me for checking my credit? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, I get if you don't pay your bills or if you claim bankruptcy or whatever, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Why it would go down just because, like, they checked.
Oh, just check the you checked or the company checked or like
no, when a company runs check. A credit check on you to check your credit. You get dinged and your credit goes down a couple points. And I don't understand how that's fair or why it happens. And I'm just asking the question because this has been something I've dealt with this week.
Maybe it sends red flags that the more people that are calling about your credit, that maybe you can't get it or you're a risk or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
they should do a little more.
I know we get a free credit report. You know, by law, every year you can check your credit for free on annualcreditreport.com, I think it is.
Okay. All right. Buddy, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, good. And let me know, please.
I will. So I made a joke.
Thank you for considering me fiscally responsible. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are. You're a well-rounded individual for sure. So earlier in the week, I hurt my back, Mike, over the weekend, and I said
I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, it happens sometimes, you know, you get to be our age. And I said on the air, I said I spent the whole weekend walking like James Caan. And I don't know, do you understand that reference? Or does that put a visual in your head?
It kind of does. He was like,
yeah,
ramrod. It was like stiff and kind of ramrod straight, but chest kind of out always. Was that,
yes,
were you doing that?
I was kind of leaning.
He wasn't a hunched over guy.
Right. His shoulders were kind of back, and that's how I had to walk. I had to stick my trunk out.
Yeah.
And my shoulders were kind of back, and I felt like I should put on a tank top and have like a little bit of hair on my back, and I could have pulled off the James Caan thing.
You know what he found good for that? Sitting in the Playboy hot tub in the grotto.
I don't have access to that, Mike. What do I just take a hot shower? That help?
That seemed to work for old Jimmy Caan. That and a little rollerball.
Okay. Oh, rollerball. Nice reference. then this is how, why, okay, this is why Big Brother is watching us, because I'm talking to Mike and I just asked him about credit, Mike, and I get an email saying, check your credit score. How weird is
You're
that?
Kidding.
No.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Very creepy. And I can't even check it because it'll go down if I do. So, all right. So, Mike, I've been crediting you with turning me on to The Simpsons years ago. I think we were doing stand-up, and we were driving through Marinette, which is where my parents live, and we stayed overnight there. And you had a VHS of some Simpsons episodes, and you played the monorail episode.
Oh,
and that was my
classic.
Yeah, and that was my first exposure to The Simpsons, and I always feel a debt of gratitude for that. So,
I'm glad it's like he turned you on to heroin.
Yeah, not quite as dangerous, but yeah, I can see that. They were very addicting. I remember watching The Simpsons every night, four or five episodes when I first discovered it. So you're probably accurate about that.
Yeah, I got way into it, and then somebody gave me, I think it was in a gift bag. I don't think it was a gift. It was maybe in a swag bag or something, but I got the DVDs of the entire, I think it's season 4, which is an amazing season. It's like the monorail episode is on that. Camp Krusty is on that when they take over the summer camp, like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies, I mean. And Don't Be the Boy. Don't Be the Boy.
Homer, having Bart out of Homer's life, he and Marge eat right. They lose weight. They're doing yoga. And Homer feels better than ever because Bart is not around. Then he sees on TV that the Camp Krusty has been taken hostage when they were trying to talk to their leader. And Homer says, don't be the boy. Don't be the boy. And of course, it's Bart, and his stomach immediately starts protruding again. And he loses what little hair he had grown back. So great.
It was like Mr. Plow was in that year too. I mean,
a great one too.
It might be one of the best years. So, I mean, and I didn't, you know, doing so many house cleanings and stuff and kind of like clearing shelves in the last few years, I couldn't part with that season. And I don't even know if I have a DVD player anymore.
Right. Are you, you feel like, you could crush a Simpsons quiz?
Well, it depends. I know you were talking about how it's like, it was 34 years, 35 years.
Yeah.
It's been.
But these are all from the heyday, these quotes.
Okay, good. Because I, to be honest with you, I haven't kept up in the last 10 years or so. I've not.
Right.
I don't have regular TV anymore either. So it's just like once I cut the cord, I really lost a lot of Simpsons episodes. I know they're on, I think, is it Hulu now or Disney? One of those.
I think Disney, yeah. And I, you know. It just kind of pisses me off because I cut the cord in 2013, maybe, and I was saving a ton of money. And all of a sudden now all these apps I'm paying like $4,000 a month, and they're putting commercials on them again. So it's like, what's the point?
It's just such a scam. I know. It's like, unless if you want, it's not bad unless you want to see live sports. If you want to see live sports, you're going to pay. And they know it.
Correct.
I mean, so that's the one time I wish I wasn't a sports fan.
Yeah. At least you can stream the sports now too, though, on most of this, the apps. But,
legally,
so here's what we're going to do. What's that?
Legally, of course, you're saying, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Legally,
The word pirate is not in my vocabulary, even though I just used it. All right, Conrad, are you ready with the bell, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, get ready. I think Mike's going to do, I don't know if you know Andrew Genzer, Mike. He was a fellow writer on Sports Soup on the show I worked on years ago. But he struggled a little bit, but I think you'll do okay because I think you and I are on the same level with these quotes. So here, I'm going to read them, and you guess the character who said it, okay?
All right.
Okay. That is a great disservice to my country and my God, but okay.
That's got to be a poo.
Yes, that is correct.
A poo in the Hasabiba. A poo in the Hasabiba Petalon. Yeah.
The character is no longer on The Simpsons.
Isn't that wild? It's I used to love that when he was secretly a genius and he was valedictorian of his class of 1 million back in India.
1 million. He owns the Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He graduated first in his class of 1 million. Typical India.
Okay, here's another one. Come on, Homer. After work, we're stopping at Moe's for a Zima.
Oh, was that got to be either Lenny or Carl?
Yes.
It's got to be one of those two.
Correct. 2 for 2, buddy. This is impressive. Out of the gate. Okay. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
Oh, that's got to be Principal Skinner.
Correct.
Yeah. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
That's when Bart is part of the gangsters. He's serving them drinks like in Goodfellas. And the mob shows up at the school. And Prince keeps. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitors?
He makes the perfect, Bart makes the perfect Manhattan.
That's what it was, the perfect Manhattan, yeah. All right, here's another one. Boy, mom sure will be happy you won $50.
Mom sure will be happy you won $50. Is that Bart?
No, it was followed by Homer saying, you'd think that, wouldn't you? Because he was betting on football with Lisa.
Lisa, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I remember. Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah, exactly. She has a great betting, the probabilities and all that. Okay, so here's another one. I think you'll get this one, Mike. That's it. This family has held me back long enough. I'm going to clown college.
It's got to be Homer.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I'm going to clown college.
And then Bart said, I don't think any of us expected him to say that. All right. Here's one. This one's a little tougher, Mike. You're 4 for 5, okay. By the way. Very impressive.
Okay, good.
Okay. It takes place in a store. $15. That's a good price for 12 pounds of nutmeg.
Is that Marge?
That's Marge. That's correct.
Yeah.
Conrad wailing on that bell. Well done, young man. All right. This is not a quote. This is more of a trivia question.
Okay.
What Simpsons character's family makes nachos using cucumbers with cottage cheese?
Oh, that's got to be a Ned Flanders. That's a Flanders.
That's a total Ned Flanders. Correct.
Oakley Doakley.
Oakley Doakley. You have 6 of 7 so far. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
Oh. We got about like 30 seconds.
All right, one more.
All right.
Let's just do this. We'll pause. Mike's going to regroup. This is like Jeopardy. Take a deep breath, Mike. When we come back, okay. Mike is going to go for the prize. More Simpsons trivia next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you dance, 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 feel good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 go. All those things I should do. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. The last few minutes of Nightlight. Joining us to help me close the show tonight is my good friend Mike Siegel. TV host, stand-up comedian, and Simpsons quiz crusher. 6 of 7 so far, Mike. Very impressive.
Oh, I'm feeling good, Pete. Feeling good.
Okay. All right. Let's keep this going. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here? All right. All things are about Jesus, Homer, except this.
that's Reverend Lovejoy.
Yes. Very well done, Mike. All right. This is one of my favorite Simpsons lines of all time. I've learned that life is one crushing defeat after another until finally you just wish Flanders was dead.
That's got to be Homer.
That's Homer. Correct. Yeah. All right, here's another one. Mike, you're grooving, man. Okay. This is a line, I'll give you a hint, it was said into the phone. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
That's Homer.
That's Homer. Correct. All right. Let's go for a couple more obscure ones here.
All right, good.
See how you do. You might remember me from such telethons as Out with Gout 88 and Let's Save Tony Orlando's House.
I'm Troy McClure.
Correct.
Can I give you my favorite Troy McClure line?
Absolutely.
He goes, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such self-help films as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid.
Yes. Troy, let's say this circle is you. My God, it's like you've known me all my life. All right, so here's another one. After watching a driving instructional video that involved a horrible death, this character said, that's funny because I don't know him.
that's Homer, isn't it?
That is correct. Homer Simpson, ladies
yeah,
and
yeah,
gentlemen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's funny because they don't know him.
And I think Troy McClure hosted that one, too. You might remember me from such driver's ed films as Tonight We Drink, Tomorrow We Die, and Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass.
Through the Windshield Glass. Oh, that's so great. I wish I would have found that one. All right, here's two more. We got two more. You are
okay.
10 of 11, Mike. Conrad, okay, get the bell ready.
It's ready.
Is the bell ready? Okay. It's very important. Here we go. Up yours, Krabapple.
Is that... up yours, Krabapple. Is that the Milhouse?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, man. All right. Last one.
Up yours, Krabapple.
up yours, Krabappel. And then he says, oh, I probably should have waited till the end of the day to say that because it was the last day of school.
All right, last day of school.
All right, here's the final one. Mike is 11 of 12. trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Oh, that's a boy, that's a tough one.
It's not that, really.
Is that it's either, I would say it's either Principal Skinner or Homer.
Trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Marge?
No, that's Milhouse. Damn. As well.
That is Milhouse? Yeah. Shoot.
That's 10 of 12, though, Mike. That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very impressed.
I remember. That's a great line by Milhouse, though.
Oh, it's a great line. And just you picture Milhouse's parents of all parents to walk in on.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Remember the one where Bart sold Milhouse's soul?
Right.
And Bart is freaking out because everything is going wrong in his life. So he tries to get his soul back. He goes to Milhouse's place where they're staying. And Milhouse's dad, it's like 3 in the morning. He goes, Milhouse, give him his soul back. I've got work in the morning.
Before we leave, can I give you my favorite, one of my favorite lines ever?
Of course.
And I got it from the horse's mouth because I was, for my old TBS show, I interviewed Hank Azaria.
Oh, very nice.
I think he was, because he was Gargamel in that Smurfs movie. And I think we were doing the junket for that.
Okay.
So I was like, there's no way I'm not going to let him out of there without asking him some Simpsons, you know, talking about it for a little bit. And I go, I know he must be getting bothered. I wasn't going to ask him to do a voice or anything like that. But I, you know, he's the voice of Mo, the bartender.
Yeah.
of one of the many he does. But I had just seen like the previous week, this episode where, I don't know if you remember it. I can't remember the premise, but anyway, the adults are arguing and Lisa goes, why? I wish everybody could just get along. And then Moo goes, he goes, yeah, well, if wishes were horses, I'd be eating wish meat every night.
Oh God. You know, I did look for Mo quotes and then I couldn't find him. Mo is one of my favorite characters. I had
You're Jeff, great.
Yeah, I had Jeff Cesario on a few weeks ago and he was talking about being on the Larry Sanders Show and Hank. And I said I was at a urinal next to Hank at Century City once and it took everything in my power not to say, "Hey now." And he said he actually probably would have loved it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Me taking a whiz next to Jeffrey Tambor, Mike. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. That was, you crushed it, man. 10 of 12. If we had prizes, I'd give you one. That was really fun, though. Thank you,
man. It was fun.
You got it. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night. That's Mike Siegel from Color Television. I'd like to thank Mike Mercury as well and all your texts and calls. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. So much fun. We'll be back tomorrow night with talking Green Bay film, and Terry Barr will be here. I'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Friday on Matt Mayer On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. 11:33, UW-Madison's David Drake says there's a whiff in the air with animals on the move. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.